This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. We're kicking off the second hour of the program on this live Saturday edition. We got plenty of time for you if you want to join us here. You can bring up whatever's on your mind, although we've been talking about millennials and their interest in socialism, according to a recent study that found, was it 44% of millennials favor socialism, they say?
Versus 42% that favor capitalism.
And then there was like 7% that wanted straight-up communism and 7% that wanted fascism. So those would probably be your, like, anarcho-communists or communists versus the, let's say, the alt-right or the Nazis, perhaps. But
I guess. I mean...
So you can join us on that topic if you like. It's Ian and Mark here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We've got Skype. Skype username lrn.fm. We've got Discord. The Discord on-air call-in line room is open and available to you over at discord.lrn.fm. It's a Washington Times survey. And, Mark, you had more that you wanted to share.
Yeah, well, first off, I'd like to say I'm not that fond of the term capitalism.
Me neither.
Either. So, for one, I believe that
I don't like
was,
all these isms. How about was, just freedom?
Well, I mean, they're going to say libertarianism is an ism, so...
Yeah, but freedom's just freedom.
Well, frankly, what libertarianism is what atheism is to theism, right? So it's the lack of... a desire to enforce your will on other people. People really, really believe it's neo-feudalism and a whole variety of other things that they'll say.
Aren't there militant atheists, though?
There's what I would call a hard atheist. A hard atheist would make the positive statement, there is no God.
Yeah.
A soft atheist would make the negative statement, you must prove to me that there is a God in order for me to believe in them. And that is a different statement entirely, right? Like, one statement says, this is true.
How's that different from an agnostic?
Agnostics have to do with belief, and theism has to do with knowledge.
Okay.
I think it's...
Gnosticism.
Gnosticism has to do with knowledge. Theism has to do with belief. Okay, sorry.
So wouldn't your definition of a soft atheist basically be an agnostic? Somebody who wants to see some proof.
An agnostic would be somebody who just doesn't know, as I heard defined at one point.
Right.
But I think that the real dictionary definitions of these things are slightly different.
Okay.
So, anyway, all I'm saying is when it comes to government, that somebody who wants to enforce rule upon you, regardless of what that system might be, is responsible for proving that it is the best way that things can be.
No, they don't. They can just use force.
No, or they're just a might-make-right situation.
That's what most of them are.
If might makes right, you have placed yourself into a terrible position.
Right. Whether they be socialists or communists or fascists... they are all statists. They are all people who want to have whatever concoction, version of the state that they've cooked up in their minds. Because whenever you point out the socialist failures, and the communist failures over time, whether it be the Venezuela failing now as we speak, or whether it be, the Soviet Union in the past, you can point all out these failures to these people, and all they'll always say is, oh, well, they just didn't do it my way.
Well,
they didn't do it my, favorite socialist thinker's way.
With liberty, too. Is if you tell a libertarian, well, they tried, freedom in this particular area and that particular, and that's how we got the banking crisis and these kinds of things, then libertarians will do the same thing. We'll say that, look, the devil's in the details.
Mm-hmm.
And it's true, right? Like, there's one thing, the philosophy that people should be free to do what they want so long as they don't harm someone else.
Yeah, but that hasn't been tried.
But there's a path, well... there hasn't because you can't go from one to another because politics is a series of steps,
mm-hmm.
right? And when you just have complete lack of rule, then somebody's always going to run to the strong man. So liberty
right.
isn't something that's going to spring up on its own.
Afraid not.
And it's not something you can get by incremental steps one by one because...
Not in this lifetime.
politicians are always going to favor freedom for their friends and, you know, take the steps to free their friends. And then you're going to see this disparity in wealth and happiness and these sorts of things. And, yeah, that's the difficulty. I think you can only create liberty by essentially cutting out some special economic zone and building a city with the intention of creating liberty. I just don't think you can do it otherwise.
So yeah, that's the conclusion you've come to.
I
don't agree with it, but you know, I'd be happy to see it succeed.
I bet. I mean, you know, who wouldn't?
Yeah.
But you know, there you go. Ultimately, these isms are very confusing, and I don't like the term capitalism. I don't like the term socialism. I don't like the term communism or fascism. But they apparently the millennials favor socialism. I think it's largely just because Bernie Sanders' campaign did well. People that wouldn't call themselves socialists otherwise, especially if they knew what these terms meant, you know, like the idea. You can't have property without some willingness to use violence, right?
To defend it.
Right. So there's property. You know, property is the willingness to use violence to defend whatever you have. Look, I'm probably not going to kill somebody who wants to come in my house and steal my TV. But if they want to harm my family, I'm going to send them someplace where justice can be meted out by a greater being than myself.
All right, they've brought violence against you. They've escalated the attack in that particular case.
But I must admit that I benefit. I'm able to own a TV, even though I'm not willing to defend it with violence. I'm able to own a TV because there are organizations that will defend my TV with violence, i.e. the police. Whether I want them to or not, they'll do it. And there are there are people out there that'll shoot you over their television. So there's this sort of overarching societal conversation about, yeah, I'll kill you over a TV, right?
The person who's going to break into a home doesn't know that they're breaking into a home with a person who's willing to kill them over a TV or without a person who's willing to kill them over a TV.
So when you accept the notion of private property, or a property generally, that this exists and that it's okay, then you're just talking about which ones of these organizations get to claim it. In the case of socialism, the state claims the property and then lets you have whatever it feels like letting you have. It claims the means of production, as it's known. And so everything that is made, the oil companies, the roads, you know, the food, everything. We saw how food bread lines worked in Russia.
Yeah.
They didn't.
You're seeing it again in Venezuela.
Right. And you see it in North Korea. But you can't tell a socialist.
Well, you don't see it in North Korea. You can't see anything in North Korea. They won't let the media in.
You have some notion as to the level of
and in prosperity. Venezuela, they'll arrest you if they catch you taking a picture of the lines.
Yes, which is true. Socialists tend not to like news shown over what it is that they do.
Right.
But when you talk about socialism with somebody who's support socialism, they're going to steer you away from Venezuela. They're going to call that state capitalism or whatever.
Really? Yeah, I wonder what a socialist would say about Venezuela. What are their excuses?
Well, you know what
there?
Bernie says? I'm not answering that question.
Really?
Yeah. So Bernie Sanders will not answer that question.
Okay.
Just refuses
to. How convenient.
To. Yeah. So they use terminology like state capitalism to say, oh, no, that's not socialism, not what I mean. Then they point at places like Denmark and Sweden and, you know, Northern Europe and say that, look, prosperity, this is great.
What you're saying about Denmark and those places is that there's a lot of private ownership of business there, but there's socialist wealth redistribution programs.
Yes. It's basically a large welfare state. The problem is when somebody becomes wealthy enough in one of those places, all they have to do is leave and they don't have to pay anymore.
Right?
So the owner of Lego, of Legos, all he has to do, and I don't know what the ownership situation is in Lego, but I know it's an old company, so likely the original
from up creator, there too, yes,
yeah, Denmark, I think,
yeah.
Is dead, probably.
Yep.
But, you know, say
Mr.
there's an owner
Lego.
Of Lego, Mr. Lego decides, I could move to the Channel Islands, or Monaco, or, you know, wherever it is that he decides to move and make significantly more just by not having to do this or that or the other. And that's what happens when these small geopolitical organizations claim larger and larger, more rapacious amounts of the fruits of people's labor.
Mm.
They're just, you know, the big producers, your ballers, your marquee players, they're going to leave and go someplace else that offers them a better deal. everybody's a free agent.
Unless, of course, there's a big wall that keeps them from leaving. The toll-free number here, and who's proposing a wall these days?
It's always the fascists.
Donald Trump.
Fascists love walls.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Don't worry, he's going to build the wall because it's going to be like a big country club, and everything's going to be just so great on the inside. You're never going to want to leave. It's free talk live.
Ike was such a sweet, lovable animal, and people would want to pet him, and they'd come up, and they'd get close to him, and it would be this instant, oh! My dad didn't want to touch him. It's like, ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
Even after we'd give her a bath, she would still stink.
Very stinky, both bad breath and bad gas.
I asked the vet, and he said, some dogs are just stinky.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
The ingredients convinced me that it was definitely worth trying. After about a week, he started smelling normal. My husband and I were really kind of astonished.
Dynavite is nutrition.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Imagine this is you. You're working late when you get an alert on your smartphone. Your motion-activated Blink security camera picked up something at home. You pop open the Blink app and see the silhouette of a man peering through your kitchen window. You dial 911 and the police roll. The job of a home security system is to help stop crime, which is why I chose Blink. Get 3 Blink cams for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. Blinkprotect.com/FTL. Zencash is an end-to-end encrypted system with zero-knowledge technology over which communications, data, or value can be securely transmitted and stored. With over 7,500 secure nodes, Zencash has one of the most distributed node systems of any cryptocurrency. Zencash is a platform for cryptocurrency and communications built by voluntarists for voluntarists with the ideas of voluntary interaction. Action being written into the white paper no less than half a dozen times. Learn more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, you can bring up what you want. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. Skype username here is lrn.fm. And joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Also, if you want to reach people with the ideas of liberty, you can do it from the back of your car with libertystickers.com. You can reach thousands of people with a bumper sticker, and you know that people love to read them, so check out the vast selection of witty, poignant, pithy, and downright bombastic liberty-oriented messages at libertystickers.com. Again, that's libertystickers.com. Mark, you've been sharing with us some disturbing numbers, but ultimately not really that surprising, of young people in the United States, the so-called millennial generation, where 44% of them saying they would prefer a socialist economy, if you even want to call it that, because down in Venezuela, where the government has nationalized industry after industry after industry and run 70-plus percent of them into the ground, and they're operating in the red, with presumably they're staying open because of government subsidies. I'm not real sure about that. But they're doing terribly. You know, there's your socialism for you. That's what you want. Head on down there. Enjoy the people's paradise of Venezuela.
Those that support the ideas of socialism or communism would claim that you're building a straw man, right? They would say that what's going on in Venezuela is what is called state capitalism, and that it is destined to fail, which is...
I'd like to hear the definition of state capitalism.
Anything that has failed up to this point.
That was called socialism?
Yes. Everything that's been called socialism up to this point that has failed is state capitalism.
Okay.
And, you know, I mean, they've got a difficult row to hoe in the sense that they're trying to revive this terrible terminology out there that's been, you know, trotted out for many years, and it was destined to fail from the beginning, because the fact is government's an organization of people who are not responsible for their actions.
Generally,
they're not responsible. They're not responsible.
The government politicians can pass all kinds of programs that do all manner of damage and will never be held to account for it beyond the next election.
Absolutely true. And that's just what it comes down to. So when you turn over everything to people that are not responsible for it, you're going to get the results that you would naturally get from people who are not responsible. Terrible results.
Well, see, Mark, the idea behind socialism is that it's supposed to be a stepping stone to get to true pure communism, where the state takes over the industries.
That's
from
Marxism.
The hands of... Well, that's what the communists believe in, right?
No. There's every, just like libertarianism, there's every little thin slice of bread in between. So
I thought the idea from the communists was
from
you
the
Marxists. Okay, whatever. You gotta have the... Are you saying the Marxists aren't communists?
Marxists are a type of communist,
okay,
yes.
That's what I'm talking about. The communists that I've heard of have said that you gotta have the socialism first to take over the... Use the state, use the force of the state like they've done in Venezuela to take the industry from the hands of the evil, greedy capitalists. And then, once everything's done with however long that takes, then they can hand it over to the workers, to the people themselves, and they will own the means of production. And then a true communist paradise will come about on Earth, and everyone will have everything they ever could have wanted, because there's a central robot, brilliant computer mind that will decide where all the resources should be allocated and what you should do, which is, that is to say, nothing, because it'll all be done by robots. You'll get to sit around and eat bonbons all day long and work on artwork, and it'll be paradise here on Earth.
That is one thing that some certain types of communists have said, and I like how you've brought it into the modern day with the robots and that sort of thing, because that's certainly being touted.
That's one of the more recent pitches. I guess it started in the 70s with... Oh, God, what was the name of the project? They're calling it... Zeitgeist, that's it.
Yeah.
But it was based on something else in the 70s originally. It's called Zeitgeist today, but it was based on something else.
Marxism isn't going to work with robots either, is really what I ultimately comes down to. And this is the thing, is no matter how great your society is that you design, no matter how great it is, at some point or another, somebody's not going to want to participate.
Yeah.
And when they don't want to participate,
probably sooner rather than later,
what are you going to do with them? Because if the answer
is re-education camps,
take them out and shoot them in the head.
Re-education camps.
Fine. Forcing them into a concentration camp where you, I don't know, pump them full of drugs and videos or something like that.
No. Like North Korea, where they just starve them and force them into labor.
Whatever it might
be. That will teach them to love Kim Jong-il and Kim Il-sung.
Whatever it might be, it ain't pretty. What socialism is it's an opportunity for a revolution so that new people that are going to be rich can take over from the old people who were rich.
Mm.
That's all
By
it is.
By force.
That's it.
Yeah.
End of story. And let's not forget, lots of people starve whenever it happens.
Right. And you're probably not going to be the people who take over.
Nope, you're not.
Even if you are a lover of socialism, you are, odds are, not going to be the next Che or whoever it is.
Well, you know, Che was the odd one because he was both a thinker and a doer. But the vast majority...
I already had other people do his dirty business for him.
No, he was willing
he
to shoot
himself.
People.
Yeah. Okay.
He was willing to shoot people, absolutely. as was Castro, to some extent. Also, but, you know, Che was the sort of second-in-command. He's a much more romantic story, but that sort of thing. But take a look at what happened to Trotsky. Here you have the intellectual who was hunted down and finally killed with an ice pick in Mexico City.
Oh, my.
It's people like Stalin who will rise to the top because they're willing to do what the government is about.
The
government
violence.
Is about violence. And once that, you know, you've got to use violence to seat yourself in that. It happened in the United States. I mean, the United States was founded by people who were so fed up with the service offered by their government that they were finally willing to shoot government officials center of mass.
Right.
Okay? I mean...
Over relatively small taxation compared to today.
Well, it's because the taxation came from far away, not nearby. You can tax us heavily if you live nearby,
right.
But if you live far away, you mayn't tax us at all, was really the notion that came down to it. But the United States was founded on revolutions. There were revolution after revolution prior to the American Revolution, which finally took hold. And was just by sheer luck. I mean, Britain was somewhat preoccupied elsewhere.
So, if you are somebody who can answer any of these questions we've had tonight about socialism, maybe you can explain what this idea of state capitalism...
Why the millennials think this crap is going to work.
If you're one of those folks, we'd love to hear from you. Go ahead, defend your belief system. Our number is 855-450-FREE. I don't expect you to. I don't expect we're going to get a single self-avowed socialist to call in here tonight. Because ultimately, we will break down that person to the point where they will either have to admit that they are willing to use violence against their peaceful neighbors, or to the point where they will continually deny that that will happen. I mean, usually it's one or the other, right? Like, if you get somebody who's at the very least willing to discuss it with you, you can, through asking the right questions, get them to that point where they will either have to embrace the violence and say, yep, I'm planning on using violence. I won't do it, but I'll hire the police to do it. I'll hire a gang of jackboots, and they'll enforce our socialism on you, and if you don't like it, well, there's a gulag waiting for you. And those are not nice people, and most people don't want to admit to that being their belief system, so they'll just deny it to the hilt that those things will ever happen under their version of socialism, which, of course, is just, you know, nonsense. The toll-free number here, if you want to try, though, 855-450-FREE like freedom. You can join us on the radio. It's Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and South Korean President Moon Jae-in have held a surprise summit, but as of yet, most don't know what was discussed.
Moon's office says he will personally announce the outcome of the talks very soon. Reporter Jason Struthers in Seoul.
President Trump is coming back and saying that maybe it could take place on June 12th. So I think this was a way for the Korean leaders to kind of talk from the same playbook. And perhaps President Moon took the opportunity to encourage Kim Jong-un to resume dialogue with the United States.
The president canceled the June 12th summit on Thursday, but then on Friday said it still might work out. The White House says an advance team will depart for Singapore as scheduled this weekend to prepare for next month's summit. The president says he's ready for a meeting if Kim is. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. On in toll free. Take control of the airwaves here if you want. You can bring up anything. You don't have to talk about socialism, which apparently is surprisingly popular among millennials, according to, or maybe not surprising, depending on your perspective, according to the Washington Times poll, Mark, that you were reporting on earlier tonight.
Right.
If you want to join us, you can. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. If you have the state running the industries, well, then don't expect any innovation, like wireless camera systems from Blink Home Security. You go to blinkprotect.com/FTL, and you can get your hands on these wireless cameras for an incredibly low price and even save 15% off by using blinkprotect.com/FTL. That's /FTL like Free Talk Live. They're wireless, which means that it's super easy to set it up. You unbox it, you put the batteries in, that are included, by the way, and they're not some crazy, weird battery. It's, you know, double A's, at least the ones that I had were. And so, you know, you can easily replace them down the line if you need to. You put the batteries in, you put the cameras where you want them, and you set it all up via your Wi-Fi-enabled device. And it's super fast. You won't believe how easy it is. And it actually is good quality cams as well. Surprising for the price that you pay. Over at blinkprotect.com/FTL. Again, you get 15% off by going through that URL. That's blinkprotect.com/FTL.
My favorite thing about this article in the Washington Times is talking about how millennials prefer socialism to capitalism is the last line. Millennials were the only age group more likely to say America's economic system works against me rather than works for me. Gen Z had the most positive impression of the economy. That's the people younger than millennials.
Yeah.
So my son is Gen Z. He's 10.
Okay.
And probably a bit. There are Gen Zs in the workforce. My son may even be lower than Gen Z. I'd have to look that up.
Call Gen Z. I mean, again, it's all up to who you ask. I'd call Gen Z anybody who was born in 2000 or later, basically.
I think the millennials usually use mid-90s as a cutoff, so it could be 10 to 15 years after that. So it's possible that we have the next generation, whatever that might be, and Gen Z really doesn't have its own name yet either. But anyway, I want to finish this real quick.
Yeah, you can, but let's talk to Gonzo.
I just want to finish the statement.
I know, but Gonzo's here in Myrtle Beach. You're on Free Talk Live. You'll have plenty of time, Mark. Go ahead, Gonzo.
Half a sentence.
Oh, hey, guys. Thanks for the call.
Hey, you called us, but thank you. Go ahead.
Okay. All right. I had this thought, and I hope it comes out right as I'm thinking about it. But my thought was, you know how you said on the report.
Quick question, Gonzo. Are you on a speakerphone or something? Because it sounds kind of crappy.
No, I'm not on the speakerphone. I'm on the handset.
Handset, yeah. So if you're on like a headset or something, turn that off if you don't mind. If you're driving, pull over and turn that off, and then you know we'll talk to you straight up. Mark, why don't you answer that or do the statement that you wanted to do while Gonzo gets situated there.
Gen Z had the most positive impression of the economy with 66% saying it works for me, although many of them have yet to enter the workforce.
Right, like your son, Jack.
Right, I mean, they like the system because mommy and daddy have kept things going for them.
All right, Gonzo, did you manage to disconnect your...
Yeah, can you hear me better?
Much better, yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so like I was saying, I had this thought, right? And, you know how the report said that the millennials choose that socialist government?
Yeah.
And my thought was, you know, all of the countries in the world are occupied or are taken by a organized government, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, with the exception, I guess, of Antarctica and some the North Pole or whatever. But
yeah, North Pole is not land, but Antarctica is claimed by a bunch of different sort of powerful organizations.
Yeah,
right.
Generally, you're correct. There are a few no man's lands out there, like the Liberland section of land between Serbia and Croatia.
But basically, nobody lives in them.
But yeah, so you're pretty much right.
But they're still occupied by Russia, right? If it's in Serbia.
Not the Liberland.
Liberland's just
it's a swamp, basically, in the middle of the Danube
small
River.
Small piece of land.
Okay, but let's say, for example, if I were to go drop an atomic bomb there, who would go after me for doing that?
Well, you could start with NATO, just because you'd be flying over their airspace.
Okay.
But Croatia and Serbia would be very,
be pretty
very
mad about
angry.
That.
Yeah, you'd have dead people there.
Okay, so those guys, I guess, they control more power in that area, right?
Yep, they do.
Okay. So my thought was, right, when humans are born in a civilized world, right, they don't have no say in that, you know? They don't have a say where I don't want to be born in South America, in Brazil.
Right.
I don't want to be born in the United States, right? They don't have a say in that until, I guess, you become conscious of where you live, what's your name, everything around you, right?
Sure.
And as humans grow older and conscious, you know, they get these ideas or whatever, like those guys, or a lot of people that say, oh, I don't have freedom, but yet, I mean, they live in one of the freest countries in the world, here in the United States.
Get to the top 25.
Right. So, like I was saying, why doesn't, or this is a thought, to all the countries around the world to designate an area, let's say Madagascar, right? And no government, you can go in there and do whatever you want. And if anybody complains about anything, they can tell them, hey, go live in, they can rename the landmass Ukraine or whatever. Go live in Ukraine and see what it's like. And then if they like it, you know, they can stay there.
Yeah,
you know,
that kind of sounds like what Mark's been talking about, where there's this special economic zone plan, and there's been a few of them so far, and they haven't really materialized quite yet, but
no, the special economic zones exist across the globe.
No. But I mean, like the freedom ones, right, like you're talking about, where
specialized special economic zones, but
like a freedom zone, which is what he sounded like you were talking about, Gonzo, where there would be like a free place on Earth where people who are seeking freedom could go to that place and live in that place, right?
And obviously a habitable with a habitable environment.
If it's Antarctica, it's not going to really attract businesses. Right.
I'd be curious as to what would happen without the model of the state to put together a civilization, whether or not that could rise. I'm very, very curious. But we do have what libertarians want, which are private societies. They exist all over the globe, like in the form of a cruise ship. Or a resort. So resorts and cruise ships, these are essentially organizations which have an overlay of rules upon top of them, and the intention is to keep out the undesirables and keep in the desirables, and as a result, people flock to these organizations and these places. So to some extent, we've got it. I mean,
yeah, but those are all registered under a government. Every one of those ships is registered under a government. What Gonzo's saying
under
here
a flag,
is a physical area that people could go to.
I'm interested in seeing it. Yeah. I wouldn't go, but I'm interested in seeing it.
What do you mean
you
wouldn't go? Aren't you planning to go to one of these special freedom economic zones?
Ian, I'm not clear whether or not civilization is going to crop out of a lack of in a landmass with a lack of a state. I don't know whether or not the state is a necessary
evil.
Adolescent form of civil society.
So what you're saying is you're not going to go to the freedom economic zone thing?
What are you talking about?
You've gotten on the air and you've said you want to do this thing. I thought,
Ian, this is a contractual basis. These are two entirely different things you're talking about. The gentleman is talking about a place that lacks government entirely.
Okay.
The special economic zone is an organization that has a private government.
Well, I mean, okay, so Gonzo, are you saying that in the place you're talking about that there would be no people with private property and organizational structures? Because, like, a neighborhood association is a private government. Would it not have any of those things?
Well, I mean, basically, you know, you put how many other people want to go to that place, they can do whatever they want.
All right. I think it all should be tried. And I thank you, Gonzo, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. But the thing is, under so-called anarchy, presumably private property would still exist because people would believe in it. And so, therefore, you could still have rules. You could still have rules on private property.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of Lico Chops. Get the third bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency.
get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Live Saturday edition of the program. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Don't forget, you can join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com. We have a lot of features there, including the AMP program. We give you everything on the website for free. We talked about our webcam, which is available right now over at our Twitch channel and our YouTube. You can go to cam.freetalklive.com to see that. A lot of radio shows, they want you to pay for their webcam. A lot of shows want you to even pay for their archives. We give away more than a decade's worth of archive, audio archives that you can download and never listen to in your entire, probably in the next several years if you listen to them all straight. There's a lot of content there, and it's all completely free over at freetalklive.com. But if you support what we do, if you like the fact that we're here live 7 nights a week, even if you don't get us on your local radio station 7 nights a week, we're in our studio doing this show 7 nights a week over at freetalklive.com and on hundreds of stations, or a couple hundred almost. We're at 189 stations as of this weekend, coast to coast at across the United States.
Shouldn't say a couple hundred till we actually hit it.
Yep,
it'll be
well, if you include
day.
The pirate radio stations, we're probably over.
Yeah, and the part 15s and that sort of thing.
Yeah. But anyway, if you like what we're doing, talking about freedom, talking about peace, talking about cryptocurrency, things like that on the radio here, and you want to help support the show, then you can get some cool perks by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier over at amp.freetalklive.com, ampamp.freetalklive.com. It's Ian and Mark here, and the AMP program, by the way, is just $5 a month, so no biggie. It's the cost of a fancy cup of coffee or hamburger or something like that. So once again, it's ampamp.freetalklive.com. You can use credit card, you can use PayPal, you can use Bitcoin Core, and get on board and get some of the cool perks that we offer at amp.freetalklive.com. To Amy in West Virginia. Amy, where are you in West Virginia tonight?
I'm in Charleston.
Charleston. You're listening to
the
WBTS.
Capital.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, you were talking about the state, and I wanted to tell you that my mother, have you ever heard of being ward the state?
A ward of the state, yes.
Yeah. Okay, well, my mother, I took care of my mother. She was 94. This happened June 2017. My mother fell one night, and I called an ambulance. The ambulance came. The ambulance man was very rude, and I told him, he was just rude to me, and I told him about it. And he goes to the hospital, and he tells the doctor that I was violent and my mother looked like she had been hit.
Oh, no.
And that's all it took. They wouldn't tell me where she was or anything. They wouldn't let me see her or anything when I went there. And within 4.5 months, my mother had passed away.
Wow.
When I saw her, she called me on the phone and told me, come to me. And I went to her immediately. We tried to leave. She said she wanted to leave. She was going nuts, trying to get out of there. And then I had to have supervised visits and everything. The next time I went, my mother was in the bed. She said they're giving her Xanax 3 times a day and death would be better. She
wow.
had 2 weeks with surgeries. It was terrible. And the state, I just want to say the state is very wicked. They're very wicked.
It's an organization that has no responsibility for its actions, there's no doubt. It's obviously yeah. people weigh the value versus the wickedness, as you call it, every day. And some people come up with the notion that it's worth it, and some people say, by no means is it worth it.
No, it's definitely not worth it.
I mean,
there's been so many
not.
People who've had their lives torn apart, whether it be what you're describing, an elderly person in the family taken away by the state, or even young people, as so many parents have discovered, the state ruling over their children, like we've seen in the United Kingdom, where parents have wanted to get their kids out of the UK so they can get particular treatments in hospitals around the globe, like in the US or in Italy,
yeah.
and the UK preventing them from even leaving with their own children. Because the state believes
terrible.
It knows best.
It's terrible. They do not. My mother said death would be better. And she called, these were guardians, it's a guardianship.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, she called them Stalin's descendants.
Wow.
Stalin's descendants, and death would be better.
Thanks for sharing. Go ahead. If you have more, go ahead.
No, I'm fine. I just wanted to tell you, it's just a bad, bad way.
I'm sorry to hear that story, and I thank you for sharing it tonight. Thank you for the call, Amy. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That is not the way you want your loved ones to go, in the hands of the state. And I mean, she probably died early because of it. You know when people kind of have nothing left to live for, they're more likely to, it seems like, to kind of pass away. Like when a loved one, their partner dies, they die, a day later or whatever.
These things happen.
Yeah. I mean, so if you have something to live for, you're more likely to, keep going. But if you are in the hands of Stalin, as she believed she was, then...
Stalin's descendants?
Yeah. Wow. That's scary stuff, man. Nobody wants to be in that position.
It gives you some notion as to how she felt about her captors.
The toll-free number here, well, at least the health care was free.
That some people would make the trade. But the problem is when they choose to make the trade for the free health care, they make it for all of us.
Yeah.
And that lady didn't want the trade.
Right. If you want to join us, you may. It's the toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. On the way, of course, your calls about whatever's on your mind. And plus, border security. Now, Mark, you and I, we did some traveling earlier this year. Went to, actually, you've done a little more than I have internationally. You went recently to St. Kitts, but prior to that, we went down to Acapulco,
yep.
Mexico, and we had to go through the border checkpoints.
I took my orange.
On the did they? You tried to go through with an orange?
I had an orange. I had a tangerine, yeah.
Was this on the way back from Mexico?
Into Mexico.
Oh, okay. So Mexican security took
Darn
the
Mexicans
orange.
Took my tangerine.
Gotcha. I had the U.S. security take my pear when I was coming back from Mexico the last time.
The fruit Nazis.
Yeah, it's true. We're going to get into the future, is what the CNBC is saying. The future of border security could be a lie-detecting computer kiosk that will be asking you questions on the way back in.
Do you have a pear in your bag?
That kind of stuff. Let's go to Mark. He's in Tallahassee listening to WVFT-FM. Hello, Mark.
Hi.
Hey there.
I think that we're all kind of concerned about the direction of our government right now. And I've heard a lot of stuff about the Constitutional Convention, promoted by a number of other people. I was just curious about your perspective on that.
I'm all for it. Ian's going to be against it, I suspect, and it's largely going to be due to ignorance.
I'm just against the federal government, man.
A constitutional convention, what it is it's going to be an organization of people. Who knows how they get
They have to get three-fourths of the states to approve it, right?
It has to be, right. Whatever it is they come up with, what the provisions that they come up with can be adopted in whole or in part.
But they got to get three-fourths of the states to even start the thing.
Three-quarters of the states and then two-thirds of whatever after that, right? Two-thirds of Congress after that, I believe.
Is that right? Okay.
And I have to look this up, but at least it's three-quarters of the states. So you're going to have things like Congress has to read every bill they pass. Congress...
They're never going to go for that.
Who's not?
The people who are at this convention.
Why not?
Isn't it the Congress people who...
No!
People at the convention might go for it. The Congress might be plenty against it.
I don't know the Congress would get a say on that.
Oh, so the Constitutional Convention is people who are not the current Congress?
That's correct. It could very well be.
So who decides who goes to this constitutional convention?
We could hold a constitutional convention right here tonight. We could scribble some things down on a piece of paper. It really just comes out what kind of gravitas is behind the organization. Then it has to go. Then those pieces of things we scribble down on a piece of paper have to go through three-quarters of the states.
So is it something where each state that calls for the convention decides who attends it?
The states
a certain number have to call for it. And then once you hit such and such a threshold, they gather and then they put forth whatever they decide. And then it's my understanding that that has to be ratified by, I'm not sure if it's Congress or if it's by the state legislatures or exactly how that
state goes. State legislatures is my understanding.
Okay. And I was just curious about what y'all's opinions were on that.
Well, I'd like to see some good things be done to the United States Constitution. I think it's salvageable if they decide to start following it again. But,
but what if they go in there and they're like, free health care for everybody, ban guns.
You're not going to get that through Kansas and Oklahoma, right? So, and by the way, hashtag, they've already banned guns. Plenty of places in the United States, it's basically illegal to have a handgun.
Didn't somebody call a while back and tell us that basically there have already been three-fourths of the states that have called for this, but for whatever reason, it's not happened?
I thought that was for term limits, but maybe it was the con.
Yeah, I feel like that. I feel like somebody has called and said that there are more than three-fourths of the states who, over the last 200 years, have called for this, but for whatever reason, it just hasn't gone through.
Well, I know you've got a number of, right-wing, talk show hosts who are behind this, and there's some organization that's supposed to be a grassroots organization. I don't know anything about it. I was just a little curious because I know...
Yeah. Hang on, Mark, here. We're coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com. We'll never charge item fees, ever.
Mm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.